Hundreds of people who invested in the U.S. group of company Tilapia Projects and other investments yesterday besieged the offices of the company in Ho to demand returns on their investment. According to them, they had text messages from the company to come for their returns that are long overdue, only to arrive at the office to meet no official. Efforts to reach officials of the company proved futile. Correspondent McLean Nogi has the rest of the story.
The aggrieved and agitated investors besieged the USFM, a subsidiary of the US group of companies, to inquire from the manager Togbi Ahogo the whereabouts of the CEO Chief Godfred Medicine. Sensing danger, Togbi Ahogo called in the police. The timely intervention of the police prevented the distressed investors from causing any damage to company property. A crunch meeting was immediately convened between representatives of the investors, the manager of USFM, and the police. After hours of the closed-door meeting, it was announced that an agreement has been reached with the founder and president of the U.S. group of companies, Godfred Medicine, via telephone, that a meeting be convened between the parties involved on the 23rd of this month at the Pensioner Center in Ho to find the way forward. In an interview with some of the investors who prefer to remain anonymous, they disclosed that checks were issued to them in July last year for their returns, only for them to be dishonored at the bank. According to the investment agreement of the Tilapia Farming Project, an investor will earn 100% interest per annum on any investment made.
That was a report filed by correspondent McLean Nogi.